Good morning, everyone. Good morning. Oh, come on, you can do better than that. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Good, we're going to read God's word together. If you're a grown-up, then it would be great to have a Bible in front of you. If you don't have one, do raise a hand, someone will bring you one. But for you boys and girls, you don't need to worry, because it's going to be up on the screen behind me. Can you see it up there? So you follow along while I read from the screen. It's what we find on the very first page of the Bible. In Genesis chapter 1, we sung earlier about God making the world in those 6 days and then resting on the seventh day. And this comes it comes halfway through that. This is part of that story. So you listening? Follow on the screen behind me. Then God said, "Let us make man in our image, in our likeness, and let them rule over the fish of the sea and the birds of the air, over the livestock, over all the earth, and over all the creatures that move along the ground." So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. God blessed them and said to them, "Be fruitful and increase in number. Fill the earth and subdue it. Rule over the fish of the sea and the birds of the air, and over every living creature that moves on the ground." Then God said, "I give you every seed-bearing plant on the face of the whole earth and every tree that has fruit with seed in it. They will be yours for food. And to all the beasts of the earth and to all the birds of the air and all the creatures that move on the ground, everything that has the breath of life in it, I give every green plant for food." And it was so. God saw all that he had made, and it was very good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the sixth day. And next we're going to read just one verse from a different part of the Bible. And this verse is true for every follower of Jesus, everyone who's a Christian. And it says this, "And we, who with unveiled faces all reflect the Lord's glory, are being transformed into his likeness with ever-increasing glory, which comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit." This is God's word to us this morning. Thank you for listening. Now, boys and girls, I need to know that you are watching and that you are listening. So can you do something for me? Can I see how wide your eyes can go? I can only see a few people doing it. How wide can your eyes go? Let's see. Okay, good, very good. Now, can I see right down your ear so I can see into your brain? How many brains can I see? Let me see that your ears are open. Okay, that's very good. You're listening well. That's very good. Now, this term, we are hearing what the Bible has to say about what it means to be a human being. We're hearing what God says in his word, the Bible, about what it means to be a person, a boy or a girl, or a man or a woman. And the big thing that I want us to learn together this morning is something on the board here. I'm going to unsellotape this bit. We read it earlier. What we're learning today is that all human beings, all of us, are made in the image of God. We are made in the image of God. Now, what does that mean? What is an image? Well, an image is a picture. So I've got a picture here. I've got a picture. Here we go. Can you see the picture? Everyone see the picture? Okay, does anyone want to guess who this is a picture of? I'll give you a clue. It's somebody that I know. Anybody want to guess who this is a picture of? Yes. It is my mum. Very good. Well done. That's very good. This is a picture of my mum. Now, not many of you know my mum. You don't know what she looks like. But this picture is an image which shows you what she's like. This image puts my mum on display. This image shows you what she's like. And that's what we're thinking about this morning. We are made in the image of God, and the big thing that that means is that we are made to put God on display. We are made to put God on display. Now, that's the main thing we're learned together this morning. So can you say that with me, okay? Just that second bit here. We are made to put God on display. Say it with me. We are made to put God on display. And even louder. We are made to put God on display. Very good. Now, a display. What's a display? A display is something that you see, isn't it? A display is there to be seen. So who's gone into a new classroom this year? Who's gone into a new classroom? Most of you have gone into a new classroom. So just imagine for a minute that you're sitting down in your classroom, okay? I'll join you. We're sitting down in your classroom. And as you look up all on the walls around you, what do you see? You see displays, don't you? You see displays which are there to show you something. They're there to show you what you've been learning. So maybe you've been learning all about mountains, and so you have a display all about mountains. It's there to be seen. It's there to show you what you've been learning. And it's really exciting sometimes when your piece of work gets chosen to go up on the display. It's there to be seen. It's there to show you something. And that's what it means that we are made in the image of God. We are made to put God on display. We are what? We are made to put God on display. We are there to show what he is like. God made us like him to show what he is like. So imagine for a minute, okay? Imagine, are you using your imaginations? I want you to imagine that I am a completely invisible, okay? You can't see me. You can't see me at all. You don't know what I look like. But what if I wanted to show you what I look like? What could I do? I'm invisible, you can't see me. What could I do to show you what I look like? What could I use on the stage in front of you to show you what I look like? What about if I went, yes. What could I do with a whiteboard? I could draw a picture of myself. That's a great idea. I tell you what, I'll do it, okay? If I wanted to show you what I look like, I could draw a picture of myself. So I'd, you know, I'm not very good at drawing. That's about the shape of my head, okay? Then I've got quite a big nose, so I'll draw myself a big nose. I've got blue eyes, so I could show you that I've got blue eyes. It's not very good, is it? There you go. I've got glasses, so I'll put my glasses on. Oh, I don't have any ears. There you go, I'll put some ears on there. I've got spiky hair. I've got kind of red lips, pinkish. What else have I got? I've got quite big muscles, so I'll put, yeah. There you go. And I'm wearing a kind of, there's red on my shirt, this sort of red stripe. Are they stripes? No, they're checks, okay. We'll do red checks. And there's some blue ones as well, okay. So there you go. The reason I'm drawing you this picture is because you can't see me, right? And I wanted to show what I'm like. I wanted to put myself on display, and I think I've done a pretty good job, don't you agree? Thank you. The reason I did that was to show you what I'm like, to put myself on display. And the reason that we are made in God's image is to show what God is like, to put God on display. That's what it means to be a human being. And the reason I know that's true is because Jesus was a perfect human being, and this is something that Jesus did. So that's the first thing. We are made to put God on display. Can you say that with me? We are made to
put God on display.
Very good. In fact, you know what? This is so important that I think at this point we should add some actions. That will keep you awake, okay? So just two very simple actions to help us remember this. Okay? When we say we are made to put God on display, very simple. Can you do that with me? We are made to put God on display. One more time. We are made to put God on display. And that's something that Jesus did. Jesus is a man. He was made in the image of God, and therefore he puts God on display. But Jesus isn't just a man. Jesus is God himself. You know, there's a verse in the Bible which says this. It says that Jesus is the image of the invisible God. Now, what that means is that God is invisible, you can't see him, but Jesus shows us what he's like. Jesus puts God on display. Jesus shows us what God is like, not just a little bit of what God is like, but exactly what God is like, perfectly what God is like. You see, Jesus put God on display, and he did it perfectly. Jesus did it perfectly. Throughout his life, Jesus showed what God is like. So I'm going to need three volunteers. Can I have three volunteers? Yes, Alicia. Yes, Hannah. And Ben. Come and join me up on stage. It was a joke. Does anyone else want to take Ben's place? Ollie, come on then. On stage. Okay, I've got something for you all to hold. if you stand all here. In fact, actually, if you go over there, Ollie, if you take this one and hold it like that, and if you take this one and hold it like this, very good. If you take this one and hold it like this. Okay, this is what it meant. As Jesus went around, he showed what God was like, and he did it perfectly. So one time, Jesus met a person who was sick. In fact, lots of times he met people who were sick. And as he went around, he showed what God is like. He put God on display, and he healed those who were sick, and he showed that God is a God of power. God is someone who can fix the worst problems in the world. Another time, Jesus met some little children, and the little children, they wanted to come and speak to Jesus, but his disciples, his friends, they said, no, you shouldn't be anywhere near Jesus. You're not important enough. Do you know what Jesus said? Jesus said, let the little children come to me. He said, let the little children come to me. And he showed that God is a God of love, a God who loves all sorts of people, no matter how important other people think that they are. And another time, Jesus met a man who was blind. And he said, the man who was blind said, Jesus, have mercy on me. Help me, because I can't help myself. And Jesus put God on display. He showed that God is a God of mercy, someone who helps those who can't help themselves. And another time, Jesus met a huge crowd, a crowd like all of you here. In fact, it was an even bigger crowd than you. And they were all hungry. They had empty bellies and they were feeling a bit hungry. But Jesus put God on display. Jesus showed that God is a God of compassion. Compassion is a bit of a long, confusing word, but compassion means that he cares for the people who are hungry. He cares for people. Jesus put God on display all throughout his life. And do you know what? Actually, he did it completely perfectly. So I've got this picture over here. I've got this picture over here of myself. I've got another picture of me here. Can you see this picture of me? Which one do you think is a better picture of me? Which one shows what I'm like? Which one puts me on display? I don't think you're being very kind. Like, apart from the muscles bit, I don't really want to look like that. This photo puts me on display better than that, doesn't it? It shows you what I look like because it is me. It's a picture of me. And do you know what? That's what Jesus was like. Just like this picture puts me on display perfectly, Jesus put God on display perfectly. He did it exactly. And you know what, Jesus? At the end of his life, he went to the cross. And when Jesus went to the cross, we see what God is like. At the cross, Jesus puts God on display. So at the cross, we see that God is a God of love. God is a God who loves those who don't deserve to be loved. He loves people who no one else loves and no one else thinks is important. At the cross, we see that God is a God of power. He's a God who can deal with our most serious problem, the problem of our sin. And at the cross, we see that God is a God of mercy. God is a God who helps those who can't help themselves. You see, Jesus put God on display, and he did it perfectly. Thank you very much. You can all sit down. Thank you for your help. So we are made in the image of God. And what does that mean for us? We are made to put God on display. Do it with me. We are made to put God on display. Do you know what? Just the girls this time, okay? See how loud you can do it. We are made to put
God on display.
Now the boys. We are made to put
It's a draw.
Let's just go with that. So Jesus did it perfectly. You know what? Jesus is the perfect image of God. He puts God on display exactly as he is. And because he is perfect, because he is God, we should really love him. We should worship him. We should obey the things that he tells us to do. Because Jesus put God on display and he did it perfectly. But the second thing to learn this morning, are you still with me? Who's still with me? Put your hand up if you're still with me. Okay, I'll take that. The second thing to learn is that we do it. What are we made to do? We are made to put And that's something that we do. We are made in the image of God, and that means we put God on display. So put your hand up again if you're a human being this morning. Put your hand up if you're a human being. Okay. There's a few people who aren't. There's some aliens amongst us this morning. But most of you children, at least, are human beings, which is great. If you are a human being, that means that you are made in the image of God. That means you are made to put
God on display.
And that's a really amazing thing. That is a really amazing thing. Let me tell you how God made the world, okay? We've sung about it already, but I want to tell you again. And I'm going to need 6 volunteers this time. Can I have 6 volunteers? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Will you do this one? Do you want to do it, Ben? Come on then, up you come. Mummy can come with you if you like. If you all just stand in a line here, at this part of the stage, just 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, all in a line, at the front there. There you go, there you go, there you go. Next to each other, really close, really close, really close. There you go, you stay there, you stay there. Well done, Ben, just stand on the end there, will you? Good, right. Now I'm going to show you, I'm going to tell you, great socks. I'm going to tell you how God made the world, okay? So on day one, can you hold this for me? On day one, God said, let there be light, and there was light. Isn't that amazing? God said, let there be light, and all the lights came on. All the light that has ever been made was made as God spoke. And God looked at what he made, and he saw that it was good. On day two, if you hold that for me, God made the sky and the sea. Now, have you ever seen an aeroplane in the sky? Have you seen an aeroplane in the sky? And you look up and it just seems to be really tiny, doesn't it? Because the sky is such a huge, big place. And God made the sky. And then on day three, God made dry land appear. And then on the dry land, he made flowers and trees. And he made plants and he made seeds. And God looked at everything that he made. And he saw that it was good. And then on day four, God made the huge big sun that you see in the sky. And he made the moon that you see at night. And he made the millions and the billions of stars that you see in the night sky. And he looked at everything that he had made. And he saw that it was good. On day five, God made the birds that fly in the air. He made the fish that swim in the sea. He made everything else that is in the sea as well. And he looked at what he made and he saw that it was good. And then on day six, hold that for me, Ben. Thank you very much. Hold it really nice and high. That's it. Only joking. You can hold it there. That's good. On day six, God made all the animals that are on the ground. So he made giraffes, and he made lions, and he made tigers, and he made zebras, and he made dogs, and he made cats, and he made bears, and he made koalas, and he made every other animal that you've ever seen, and all the animals that you haven't seen. And he looked at what he made, and he saw that it was... But then God did something a bit different. We read it earlier in the Bible. Then God said, let us make man in our own image, in our likeness. God said, I'm going to make human beings, and they're going to be different from everything else I've made before. In fact, they're going to be the boss of everything that I've made up to this point. And then God looked at what he saw, and he saw that it was... Do you know what, actually? The Bible says that when God looked at his creation, after he had created man and woman... He didn't just see that it was good. He saw that it was very good. You see, this was good, and this was good, and this was good, and this was good, and this was good. But when God made human beings, he looked at everything that he had made, and he said, it is very good. Because human beings, you and me, we are made in the image of God. That means we are made to put... That means we are made to put... And that's a really amazing thing. You know, these things over here, they show us something about what God is like. They show us that he is real. They show us that he is powerful. They show us that he is really good at making things. But human beings are the only things in the whole world which are made in the image of God. We're the only things that truly show us what God is like. It's a really important thing. Thank you very much. You can, in fact, just put them down on the floor. And then you can go and take your seats. Thank you for your help. So let's think about what we do. We are made in the image of God, which means we are made to put... Let's try it again when everyone's sat down, shall we? We are made in the image of God, which means we are made to put
God on display.
Very good. And that's something that we all do. Every one of us shows us something about what God is like. So every time you see someone being kind, that's because they're made in the image of God. Every time you see someone being generous, that's because they're made in the image of God. Every time you see someone looking after an animal that God has made, that's because we're made in the image of God. But here's a problem. I've got a problem. Because sometimes I'm not very kind. Sometimes I'm not very generous. Sometimes we don't look after the world that God has made. And so this is something that we do, but the next thing to learn is it's something that we do badly. We do it, but we do it badly. We show something of what God is like, but we don't show everything of what God is like. It's a bit like my picture over here, okay? This perfect picture of myself. You know? Jesus, like this is a perfect picture of me, Jesus is the perfect picture of God, but when it comes to us, we're not like this. In fact, we're like a spoiled picture. We're like if I scribbled all over my face. You see, actually, very soon after the world was created, very soon after God had made everything in 6 days and then rested on the seventh day, the Bible tells us that we spoiled the picture. The Bible tells us that we are made to put God on display. We are what? We are made to put
God on display.
But do you know what? We often prefer to put ourselves on display. Isn't that true? We prefer to put ourselves on display, and that spoils the picture. So, for example, maybe you do really well at a piece of work at school. Maybe it's a test, and you're almost at the top of your class, and you feel really proud about that. You know what? That ruins the picture. We're concerned about what people think of us, not about putting God on display. And maybe you make sure that you tell all your friends about how well you did in the test so that they think you're really good at something. That's because we want to show ourselves. We don't want to show God. And that spoils the picture. Or maybe we're mean to someone because then everyone else will find it funny and they'll think that we're funny. That spoils the picture. We want to show what we're like rather than what God is like. And it makes it all spoiled. Or maybe we laugh at rude jokes because then people will think that we're cool. People will think that we're really worth being friends with and we'll be popular. You know what? That spoils the picture. If we're more concerned about showing what we're like rather than putting God on display, it spoils the picture. And this is what each one of us is like. We were made to put God on display. We were made to put And yet, actually, we're more like this spoiled picture. Jesus was the perfect picture. We're the spoiled picture. And that's why Jesus is so very important, because Jesus changes us. Jesus changes us. We were made to put God on display, and yet Jesus changes us. This is something we need. We need Jesus to change us. We cannot change ourselves because we are like this spoiled picture. In fact, actually, the Bible says that because I'm like this and not like Jesus, I deserve never to be friends with God. I deserve never to be made anything like him. But Jesus came so that we could be changed. When Jesus died on the cross, he was punished instead of me. I deserve to be separated from God, but Jesus took the punishment that I deserve so that I could be forgiven and so that I could be changed. And here's something really amazing. Are you listening? Here's something really amazing that happens for everyone who trusts in Jesus and what he did on the cross. The minute that I say, Jesus, please forgive my sin. Jesus, please will you be my king. At that very minute, Jesus comes and he lives inside of me by his Holy Spirit. Isn't that an amazing thing? God, the Holy Spirit, lives inside of me, and he lives inside every believer in the Lord Jesus, everyone who follows Jesus. That is an amazing thing. And that's how Jesus changes us. Jesus changes us as his Holy Spirit changes us from the inside. But it's not something that happens straight away. It's not something that happens in a click. You see, Jesus changes us, and he does it gradually. Jesus changes us gradually. Now, gradually just means bit by bit. It means it doesn't happen straight like that. It happens over a little bit of time. Jesus changes us, and he does it bit by bit. It's a bit like, I've got a picture on the screen here. This is a part of a painting, okay? It's a very important painting. It's a very expensive painting. It's a very famous painting. Now, you might not be able to see it very well, but can you see that there's something not quite right with it? Can you see that? Can you see that it doesn't quite look like it's new? It's all been a bit spoiled. There's bits that are missing. The paint is falling off. And this is what happened. Some people found this amazing painting, and it was looking like this. It was completely spoiled. But then some very clever people got together, and they thought, do you know what? If we're really, really careful, if we do it gradually, if we do it bit by bit, I think we might be able to fix this painting. And so that's what they did. They got out their tools, and they got out their paintbrushes, and very carefully, bit by bit, gradually, they started to fix the painting. And they got to the end of their first day, and they thought, well, it's probably time to go home now. I'm getting a bit hungry, but we still haven't finished. And so they came back the next day, and they got out their tools, and they got out their paintbrushes, and bit by bit, gradually, they started to fix the painting. And they got to the end of day two, and they still hadn't finished. Does anyone want to guess how long it took to make that painting look like that? To get it back to how it originally was, how it started out? Anyone want to guess how long it took? Anyone want to guess? Anyone else? Yes, Clara? 6 days? Longer than 6 days. Anyone else? A year? Longer than a year? Yes, Joseph. 2 years? Longer than that. It took 10 years to make the painting go from that to that. To fix the painting, it took 10 whole years. They had to do it bit by bit. They had to do it gradually. And it's the same with us. Jesus changes us, but it doesn't happen all like that. It happens bit by bit. It takes a bit of time. So, like my picture, the Holy Spirit is changing me, and he does it bit by bit. It's a bit like me wiping away some of this marker pen. Bit by bit, the Holy Spirit is changing me to make me more like Jesus. Bit by bit, Jesus is changing me so that I don't put myself on display and I put God on display. So bit by bit, Jesus helps me to care about those who no one else cares about. Bit by bit, Jesus helps me not to talk so much about how amazing I am and to start to talk about how amazing he is. Bit by bit, Jesus is taking away the parts of me that want to be on show, and he helps me to put him on show more and more. And do you know what? This is something that happens over time. It happens bit by bit. You see, just like this is a perfect picture of me, and just like how I wipe away the marker helps to show my perfect picture, Jesus, by his Holy Spirit, changes me from the inside to show God's perfect picture. And this is something that God is doing in every single believer, every single follower of Jesus. In fact, this is how we know, this is one of the ways that we know we really are following Jesus, because he changes us to look more and more like him. And the Bible says that one day there will be a time where everything is wiped away. All the bits inside of me that want me to be on display will be completely wiped away, and we will be exactly like Jesus. We will be putting God on display, and we'll be doing it perfectly. That's an amazing promise. And do you know what? This is something we really, really need God's help with. We really need his help. We are made in God's image, and that means we are made to put God on display. Let's do it one more time. We are made to put God on display, and we really, really, really need his help. We cannot change ourselves. We really cannot. But as we ask him, he will help us. Maybe you've never asked Jesus to forgive you. If you haven't asked Jesus to forgive you, then there's no way that you can do what you are made to do. We are made to put God on display, and we can't do that. We need to ask Jesus to forgive us so that we can be those who follow him. And then we need to ask Jesus to help us to put him on display. So if you've never asked Jesus to forgive you, whether you're young or whether you're old, then let me urge you to do that this morning. The only way that we can be forgiven is as we ask the Lord Jesus to forgive us through his death and his resurrection. And if you are a follower of Jesus, then you still need to ask for his help. Because isn't it true that there's still bits inside of us which want to put us on display? There's still things that want us to be on show. And we can't change that by ourselves. We need to ask Jesus to change us, to help us to put him on display. So ask him for his help. We are made in God's image. And one last time, what does that mean? That means we are made to put God on display. Let's pray together, shall we? Father in heaven, we thank you so much that we are made in the image of God. We are made to put God on display. That is an amazing thing. Would you please help us to be those who follow the Lord Jesus and ask him for his help? We're sorry for the times where we want to be on display and we don't put you on display. Please would you forgive our sins and would you help us to be changed so that we put God on display. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.